This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Police are revealing more information about the 19-year-old suspect in custody after the tragic shooting at a high school graduation ceremony in Richmond, Virginia, yesterday. Two people were killed and five others wounded. They think the suspect knew at least one of the victims. Jason Alexander, a parent, was there and heard the gunshots.
We got down on the ground and it's just chaos from there. You just kept hurting shots. It was like 8, 9, 10 shots.
He talked to WWBT-TV in Richmond. A Florida woman accused of shooting her neighbor dead last week has now been arrested.
The Marion County Sheriff's Office says Susan Lawrick, a 58-year-old white woman from Ocala, Florida, has been arrested in the death of Ajika Owens, a 35-year-old black mother of four. In a statement, Sheriff Billy Woods said Owens was shot through the front door Friday night, moments after going to Lawrick's apartment, and that witnesses say the suspect yelled at Owens' children and threw a pair of skates that hit one of them. Lawrick claimed she acted in self-defense and that Owens had been trying to break down her door. Sheriff Woods says this was not a stand-your-ground case, but simply a killing, a sentiment shared by neighbors like Lauren Smith.
She was shot through a door. It's just, that's not the resolution. And the fact that Susan is claiming self-defense is just outrageous to me.
Lawrick faces charges of manslaughter with a firearm, culpable negligence, battery, and two counts of assault. I'm Jennifer King.
Is your throat scratchy? Smoke from Canada's wildfires has been moving into the U.S. since last month. The most recent fires near Quebec have been burning for at least several days. The effects can be felt as far away as New York City and New England. Former Vice President Mike Pence is promising America's best days are yet to come as he releases a video launching his campaign for the Republican nomination for president. This is AP News. Now to Ukraine.
Ukrainians in the Kherson region are making desperate escapes from floods after the dam collapse as shelling echoes overhead. As shelling from Russia's war on Ukraine continues, dozens of evacuees on an island in the Dnieper River scurry onto the tops of military trucks or into rafts to flee rising floodwaters caused by the dam breach upstream. The scrambled evacuation by boat and military truck from an island neighborhood off the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson testifies to the latest human chaos caused by Russia's war in Ukraine. Officials say waters are expected to rise further, but the rate is slowing. Ukrainian authorities accuse Russian forces of destroying the dam, while Russia blames recent Ukrainian military strikes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gained 10 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.